evolution and all that, right? So the evolutionary theory came up by Charles Darwin, correct?
The one that is currently accepted and proven scientifically, yes, but he wasn't the first person to imagine evolution.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to stick with Charles Darwin for a second. Now, Charles Darwin, the man that that got everything accepted in the evolutionary theory, do you know he wrote a book? It's called The Order and Distribution of Coral Reefs. Have you ever read that?
No.
Oh, definitely got to check it out. Definitely got to check it out. It's basically about how they put coral reefs around certain lands and all different things like that.
Yes, he accurately predicted how atolls form. I'm aware of it. I just haven't read it.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the reason I bring that up is because this is what gives evolution, Big Bang, and all of that just throws it right out the window.
You're saying
that,
coral reefs do? Coral reefs disprove the Big Bang and evolution?
100%. The reason is because it's in coral reefs that produces oxygen. Now, in order for those to produce
coral
oxygen...
Coral reefs don't produce oxygen.
You got to remember, they're carnivores. They eat meat as well. Who told you that? You can go to my page, number 2. They even said it on TED TV. For a fact, the bacteria within a coral reef does produce oxygen. It's a fact. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
if you don't know that, you should definitely
aware,
go to coral reef study.
I am aware that polyps have a symbiotic relationship with algae, and that the algae are photosynthetic.
Yes.
But
yes,
it sounds like you're saying that... coral reefs produce oxygen in the same sense that trees produce oxygen.
They're not
significant contributors of oxygen to Earth's atmosphere.
You got to remember, you need H2O. We're not going to cut each other off. We're going to learn real quick. So this is what happens.
I think there's a really bad delay because I didn't cut you off. I wasn't even talking.
The CO2 and the nitrogen is used to split the molecule of the oxygen from the hydrogen.
No, the nitrogen is not used to do that.
The oxygen is released then for everyone to breathe, but it has to originate from water.
Oh, John, ocean. Your internet connection is about as, I don't know.
I know, they don't like me telling the truth.
No, your internet connection sucks.
But look.
John, why did you say that nitrogen is used to split the water molecule? That's not true.
No, nitrogen is what listen. Nitrogen is what changes the plant leaves to green, which allows it to turn green, which allows the photosynthesis to happen.
No.
So without nitrogen,
none of that is true.
Look it up and tell me does not. Okay, so let's look it up. Does nitrogen turn leaves green? You right there in front of the computer, you tell us.
Excess nitrogen usually turns plants yellow. What do you want me to look it up on? Would you trust ChatGPT, or do you want me to use Google AI, or what? I can't. Your connection is so dog shit. I can't hear anything you're saying at all. I still can't hear anything you're saying. Still
okay,
can't.
Does it turn it green?
Did you hear anything I said the last minute? I haven't been able to hear anything you've said.
Oh, TikTok blocked everything. TikTok made it so I couldn't hear.
You're not being blocked. You just
TikTok
have.
TikTok is messing up my.
You don't.
Service.
You're not getting blocked. You just have fucking T-Mobile cellular data or something. So
I'm actually on Wi-Fi. That's what makes it so crazy to have four bars.
Okay. Well,
but
then,
so look, so nitrogen plays a part in turning a leaf green.
No, it
but
doesn't.
Regardless, CO2 itself.
Nitrogen plays zero part in that whatsoever. Chlorophyll is what makes plants green.
I'm wrong.
If you want to, but earlier you were talking about splitting water. Splitting water is done in photosystems. Photosystems don't have nitrogen in them. I'm pretty sure they have magnesium in the middle.
No. What happens is this. The plant absorbs the CO2, right? It uses its glucose and sugars. These glucose and sugars help provide energy to split the molecule from the oxygen from the hydrogen. But we're still at the point that the plant cannot use CO2 to convert CO2 into usable oxygen.
I can't understand anything you're saying. You're cutting out literally all the time. How did you manage to find a phone that has a... It's not TikTok. It's you. It's not me. It's you.
It is TikTok.
No, it's not. You just... Somehow you have the only dial-up phone in the world.
Look, I'm telling you, it's TikTok. They do it all the time when I get to talking about this. But listen, like I was saying, that
victim mindset.
All oxygen originates from the ocean. All oxygen originates from the ocean. CO2 cannot be converted into usable oxygen because it's only used for sugars and glucose for the plant.
Who told you that CO2 is converted into oxygen?
No, I'm just telling you that it's not. It's not. You cannot convert CO2.
Of course it's not, because the oxygen comes from splitting water.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? You just said something that was wrong and then said exactly when I corrected you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It must have cut in and out, but I said CO2 cannot be converted. So it must.
Yeah, I know. Nobody says that it can. You're saying this as if, oh, me figure thing out. You can't make oxygen from CO2. Nobody said that you can. Even when you're right, you're wrong, because you said, oh, I'm right about this and everybody else is wrong about this. Nobody ever said that.
No point of argument. But look, all usable.
Can't understand you. You gotta jiggle the phone cable on your phone. Jiggle the landline on your phone. Your dial-up connection isn't secure. Take it out and blow on it like an N64 cartridge.
Oxygen.
John, I can't understand you. Stop talking. Chat, why? What is it doing? He claims he's being censored, but he's on Mint Mobile is the actual problem. Now, Ryan Reynolds, he does make a compelling case, and he is pretty sexy, but John, you're getting what you paid for. Or are you on cricket? John, why are you talking? We can't hear you. We can't understand anything you're saying.
It's cool.
And he left. Okay. So he's now going to go and tell all of his friends how he was censored by TikTok for spreading the truth. We heard him say like three things. There's nitrogen involved in splitting the H2O molecule. No. The chlorophyll pigment in the photosystem has magnesium in the middle. There's like no nitrogen. There might be a couple nitrogen atoms in there. But it's not an important part of that. So that was false. And then he started talking about how, yeah, you can't have, you know, when he said you can't get oxygen from CO2, he was saying that as if that's what other people are saying. Like, oh, I just disproved the Big Bang and evolution by telling you that you can't get oxygen from CO2. No, John, nobody ever thought that. And I don't know. Maybe he said three things. If he did, I couldn't catch what they were. Whatever. Over 1,500 of you have read Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. But now, there's more rational answers to more stupid questions. Stupidity never dies. It just evolves. My new book covers tons of new arguments and materials, such as the ones you see on the screen here, plus many more. And you can get yours for just $15. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. So if you want to be prepared to respond to people, or if you just want to learn the science behind these things, then pick up your copy using the link in the description below. Thank you.
If you believe in the Big Bang, how did nothing create everything?
Who told you that that's what the Big Bang is?
Every single aspect of it was that we came from a point of such small...
Yeah, the question was, who told you that that's what it is?
NASA scientists, every
Name
single
one
person...
NASA scientist you've talked to.
It's not talked to, it's looking
okay,
into
I asked,
it
where
research.
Did you hear this from? I asked NASA you who told you this. Okay, what NASA scientist told you this?
I mean, I can look it up right now, brother.
You said that I asked you who told you this.
Yeah, again, NASA.
When did you talk to NASA?
Again, you don't have to talk to someone.
Okay, so the question remains, who told you this?
Again, NASA. Their papers.
Let me answer the question for you.
You're such a dumb cunt.
Nobody's ever told you this.
You're such a dumb cunt. You're such a dumb cunt.
Says the guy that doesn't even know
what
the Big
Bang
is.
What is the Big Bang then? We came from nothing and everything expanded.
Yeah, we're going to get there. I still have the exact same question. Who told you that?
Again, NASA, bro.
When did you talk to NASA?
You don't have to talk to NASA.
Okay, so who told you that?
You can read their papers.
Okay. Let me answer your question for you. Nobody's ever told you anything about the Big Bang. You tried to learn it on your own, but you don't understand it.
You're such a dumb cunt.
I don't care what you think.
Yeah, no, I don't. I know, because you're a dumb cunt.
I don't care what you think.
You don't look at papers. You go, oh, well,
name one paper about the Big Bang you read.
Someone tells you.
Name one paper about the Big Bang you've read. Name one.
Again, so there's NASA.gov. There's Institute.
Still waiting for you to tell me a paper. Or you can tell the truth for once and say, I've never read any paper about the Big Bang.
I literally explained multiple times NASA.gov has a paper.
NASA.gov isn't a paper. Name the paper.
Okay, wow, you really are dumb.
Says the guy that probably can't read, which is why he can't tell me any of the papers he's read, and doesn't know what the Big Bang is.
So there is the, right here, How Did the Universe Start by Institution of Physics. It's a whole fucking paper.
Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Hey,
there's NASA.
Time out. Time out, buddy. How the Big Bang Began, the Institute of Physics.
There's a whole, physics has to do with the
Okay. Tell me, so
physics
the
has to do with the Big Bang.
Shut up. I'm trying
Are
to ask
you
a question.
Dumb? You don't think physics has you don't think physics has
Let me know about let me know when you're done crashing out.
I'm not again, you can again, you have no you keep muting me because you know you're
I'm trying
wrong.
To ask you a question
you're
and you won't stop
wrong.
Talking.
Because you're fucking wrong.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready for me to ask you a question.
I pulled up multiple articles on how
Yeah,
the Big
and
Bang
I'm trying
started.
To get the name of the
well,
article so we can pull it up. So can you stop crashing out
yeah,
for a
right,
second?
Again, it's literally called The Big Bang. It literally
What's the publication?
Articles. The publication is NASA.gov or the Institution of Physics.gov.
Are you looking at a webpage right now? The title
I'm,
of the
I'm
the title of the webpage
multiple.
Is The Big Bang and it's from NASA's multiple. Website.
Yes.
Okay.
Right now, staring
Great.
At it,
Thank
the Big
you.
Bang.
The Big Bang, NASA.gov. So I'm going to pull it up, and this is going to be extremely embarrassing for you. I'm just letting you know that. Okay. So here it is, The Big Bang.
Go to.
This is
go
NASA.
To
Here's what I'm going to do. I just hit Control F. I'm going to type in the word nothing, and do you hear that sound?
Okay, go to.
That sound means
to,
it came
okay,
up with zero
one.
Results.
Go to this one.
Do you hear that?
IPO.org, The Big Bang. Another
Do you hear that
one.
Sound?
How did the universe
when you get
start?
Zero results, so this is what Windows does.
The universe was born in the Big Bang 13.8 years ago. Billion
this
years
isn't
ago.
Even an article. This is just a page
again,
with a link
again,
to articles.
Go to the one right below it, brother. It was by the
Which
physics.
One?
IPO.org. It is the Institution of Physics, The Big Bang. Oh, look at that. It's a whole fucking paper. Look at that. It's a whole fucking paper.
How many
look at
times
that.
Do you think the word nothing occurs in this article? Zero. It occurs zero times.
What was before the Big Bang then? What was before the Big Bang?
You hear that sound? That means that when I type in nothing, it comes up with zero results.
What was before the Big Bang?
Nobody knows, especially not you.
So nothing. So you're a dumb cunt, and you know you are. Because if we can't find anything before it and no one knows, that means there's nothing.
No, it doesn't mean that.
So name one thing that we don't know what came before other than the Big Bang. Do we know where humans came from? Yeah, we know where humans came from. Do we know where trees came
from? Where do humans come from?
They came from evolution.
Yeah, but where? Evolution isn't a place. Where did humans come from?
We came from, again, you can look at, again, if you believe in evolution.
You don't know, so therefore we came from nowhere.
Okay, no, you're a dumb cunt.
Where did humans come from?
You're a dumb cunt.
I don't think that's where we came from. Where did humans come from?
You're a dumb cunt, bro.
Yep. Every time you don't answer the question, you get put in timeout, just so you know, kid.
Timeout. Oh, so scary.
Yeah, it's making you cry, so it definitely... Oh, it left. Okay. Hey, Greg. Judging by the chat, you're the only person dumber than Logan here, so what's up?
Oh, what's up, bro?
So how do the scribblings on paper magically interfere with the technology used to measure isotopes?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I have no clue what you're talking about. What is isotope?
Okay. So how were you able to diagnose that I was getting, what did you say, cooked or baked or what is it that you said?
No. Why'd you keep muting?
He's cooking you. Yeah. What made you think that I was on the losing end of that conversation?
You kept muting him, and he was lucky giving you some valid points.
Name one of his valid points. Just one.
One valid point.
Are you going to use all of the time?
How much time do I have?
You can say it whenever you're ready.
Nah, I wanna have a debate with you, but like, I'm not too worried about the kid.
No, still waiting for one valid point.
Okay, all right. Aren't you getting proof from somebody else saying that they have proof of this evidence? Like, your proof is Google or your research. How is your research valid to you?
Because we live in a world where we can very easily know that the knowledge gained by science is true. It's so trivially the case that I don't know why anybody would question it. Are you talking to me on a pocket computer right now?
No, I'm talking to you on an iPhone.
That's a pocket computer. It's a computer that fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
So the efficacy of science is literally you are staring at it right now. I was going to say it's staring you in the face, but we probably are all being spied on, but yeah. No disagreement. Okay. So when I mindlessly copy what scientists are saying, I'm simply acknowledging the facts that you take for granted as well, that science works. It's the best working thing we've ever come up with. Like, by far. 99.9% of everything that you know is thanks to science. Apart from, like, what you know about your personal life, like what your mom's name is and crap like that.
Okay, so what's your, like, your goal in this life is to, like, argue, like, between religion and, like, science? Which one's right to you? Is that what you're trying to say?
There are people that say, hey, I am religious, but I believe in evolution and the Big Bang, and I don't argue with them. So it's not about that. Unfortunately, it ends up like that. The only time it's like that is when people say, science is wrong because my religion says so. Then it's like, okay, well, actually, according to your religion is false. So we'll just start there. And then, I don't know. We see how the conversation evolves.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I agree with you. I agree with you about evolution. I agree with science, but I'm also a religious person. I'm a Christian. So some of the things, you know, in this day and age, in the future, it's hard to see the real truth. I have to see it for myself and not from another person telling me.
Have you ever seen Jesus?
Have I ever seen Jesus? No, I have not. That's why I'm not
telling you. Why do you believe in it?
Because a lot of the books that the disciples wrote and a lot of the books in Christianity.
That's just taking somebody's word for it. You said, I can't just take somebody's word for it. And here you are taking it like a good boy.
You're funny.
I know. Well, good looking, too.
Thank you.
No, I was talking about me.
Okay. No, but it's like, it's history. So, like, I believe in history because most historical things.
History is things said according to other people, which is something that, I don't know, 30 seconds ago, you said, oh, I can't just believe what other people say. So, I don't know. Look, we don't have to drag this out. I actually don't want to be a jerk to you, but that's just what it is. I always do. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.